Hello. Please, forgive my intrusion. Do you perhaps have a moment to talk with me? If not, it's quite alright. Please, I don't wish to trouble you. I heard the others talking. I heard them say that you're... well, that you're a witcher. Is it true? Oh, well, I only ask because I'd like to hire you, if you're available. Please, I will pay whatever you want, however much it costs. I really need help, and no one else will or can help me. At least hear me out, would you? Please, Witcher, I will pay for your meal and buy you another round if you could just at the very least hear of my plight, and perhaps extra if you could point me to a solution. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I do really appreciate it. Everyone tends to turn away when I ask them for help now, and I am afraid I don't have much time left. Well, it is a bit difficult to explain. You see, I don't quite understand it myself. Many have said they think me mad, but I know what I'm experiencing is real. It must be. Surely, if anyone would believe me, I thought it you. I'm certain you've seen so much on your travels that may have been thought myths or legends previously. Right, of course. I'll get on with it. Please forgive me. Well, Master Witcher, it started about a moon ago. Very mild and quiet at first. Muted. I started having these dreams. They were not the sort I had ever had previously. I am not prone to nightmares, but I do understand that they sometimes happen, especially when, well, if you endure something tragic, truly, then it leaves a mark. I understand that, I do, and recently I went through something that left quite a scar. I thought the dream's only a side effect of that. Of course, my mind trying to make sense of things, process, put them together. But they became increasingly aggressive, these dreams. In them, there is a figure made of shadow. In the beginning, only feel him there. It was quite a strange sensation to know that you're dreaming. But it was so. I knew I was dreaming. But I could not control it. I could not wake up. I felt it simply watching me at first. A sense of dread in the dreams that grew so thick and heavy. And as it went on, I would see it, the figure of shadow in the dream, watching me, eventually grabbing me, trying to hurt me, I feel. But I would always wake up, I started staying awake for days on end. But eventually I could not help but succumb. And he would be there. It only got worse. I started seeing him when I was awake. It started much like the dreams themselves. Minimal at first, but growing. A quick dash out the corner of my eye at first, and then more solid. And now I catch him full on for a few seconds, stalking towards me. At night I feel that he stands, watching me from the shadows. Almost solid now. I fear that any night now he will strike. For what purpose and for what reason, I do not know. I don't understand what it wants, but I know it isn't good. I am so afraid, Master Witcher. Do you know of this monster? Can you help me? A dream stalker. So it is real then, this creature. Honestly, that's a bit of a relief. So many were writing me off for mad that I was starting to believe them. Oh, Witcher, thank you. Even if you cannot help me further to feel so validated in this fear, this experience. Perhaps that is silly, I know that. Simply knowing with certainty it's true does not keep it at bay. Do you think perhaps you could help me? Can I be rid of this demon? Please, can you tell me what to do? Lord. Oh, I see. Yes, I believe I can get those things. That sounds most difficult and dangerous, I must confess. But I will try. I would rather die trying to live than waiting in fear for it to eat me away. I understand, Master Witcher. I can only imagine that your services are needed by far more and far greater than me. I would not dare to try and pry you away from your current obligations or change your mind. I am but a butcher's daughter. My life is not worth much, I know. I understand your services are not currently available, and I respect that, Master Witcher. You have already aided me more than anyone else has. Please, accept these few coins for your advice. Let it provide you with a hot meal and another round of ale. Take my leave. Witcher. Oh, please, forgive me. I'm a bit jumpy. I wasn't expecting to see you there. What, pray tell, can I do for you? What? What is this? I gave this to you for your advice. Please, I do not feel right about not repaying. You want? Truly, you're going to help me. Oh, Master Witcher. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Please, you must keep the coin. I have a little more stashed away. It is yours. I will fetch it for you at once. I don't understand. Are you suggesting you don't want payment? But Master Witcher, yes, of course, I would not want to disrespect your wishes, but are you quite certain? In that case, do you have room for the night? I have space for you, if you'd like. It's perhaps a bit quainter than you may be used to, I'm afraid, but I have a warm hearth, and I fancy myself a decent cook. Please, it is the least that I could do. I do not live far. Well, yes, Master Witcher, I do trust you. You have given me no reason not to. You so kindly have offered your aid to me in my time of need, and have asked for nothing in return. I have heard stories of witchers. I know, perhaps, the gossip may not always be so kind, but I do not wish to harbor such prejudice. You travel the lands, helping those in matters no one else can. You fight the nightmare, others do not have to. And often with such small things. I cannot think of anything more selfless than that. Though I know that things are not always quite that simple. Please, allow me to show you kindness in the very least. I live at the furthest western end of the village, by the grove. Please, if you should so choose, my door is open to you. Otherwise, yes, I shall see you in the morning to prepare for the Dreamstalker, as you directed. I shall set a place for you at my table, just in case.